Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st Annual All-Breed Bull Sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim-Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's Annual All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
Well, activity here today in the cash cattle market will be undeveloped, with showless distribution and inventory taking consuming time and energy of both packers and feedlot managers. Some underlying support's expected going into the week following the price gains in Friday's cash trade, but packers are proceeding with caution in order to not get too far ahead of themselves, as they'll try to get some additional direction from beef values through the next couple of days. Live cattle trade's expected to bring about increased market shifts early in the week, with the firming market tone through most of the day. Friday expected to bring back buyer interest, even though concerns of pressure in feeder cattle trade could limit additional market shifts. Now, over on the hogs, follow-through selling pressure likely to be met head-on with short covering early today, as prices expected to bounce higher and lower through the first couple hours of trade. Focus in the complex continues to be based on recent market support, which is still moving prices steadily higher through the end of last week. Now, on the grains, our Kansas City wheat futures down about 2.5 cents early this morning, influenced by today's mostly red commodity board and ongoing concerns that U.S. wheat exports are not going very well in 2018 and 19. It's been over 3 weeks since USDA has published export data, and there's no sign yet of lawmakers reaching an agreement to open the government once again. March corn is down about 0.5 cent early today. Not much of a change for a commodity board that's nearly all red to start the week, while the corn futures have held sideways the past 3 months. Cash corn prices are near their highest level in 7 months and reflecting their seasonal tendency to trade higher into June. March soybeans are down about 5.75 cents early today, pressured by investor defensiveness across Monday's whole commodity board, and also by news that China's exports were down 4.4% in December from a year ago. Now, we're going to check all your futures when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, February live cattle up 10 cents on Friday, 124.97. April was up 45, 126.37. January feeder cattle down 62, 146.12. March down 17 cents, 144.90. February hogs down 142 at 62.65. April was down 50 cents, 67.35. Kansas City wheat, March was up 5.75 at 504.5. May was up 6 cents at 516. Chicago wheat, March up 5.75 at 519.5. May's up 5.25 at 525. March corn is up 2 cents, 378.25. May was up 2.25 cents, 386.75. March soybeans up 3.5 cents Friday at 910.25. May was up 3.5 at 923.75. March cotton down 36, 72.49. May was down 33 cents Friday, 74.03. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.